Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast, the one-year Bible journey. Pastor Jeremiah Johnson, day number 45. Talking about something I'm sure we've read or seen in the Bible before, but as I was reading in this day of my Bible journey, kept reading about that, do not fear the Lord, do not fear, do not fear. And I was specifically reading the New Testament where Jesus is died and rose again. His disciples encountering angels, himself, you know, do not fear the Lord. And it's the fear of the Lord is a very interesting thing because it is something talked about in both the Old Testament and New Testament. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and almost seems like an oxymoron at times. I'm supposed to be afraid of God. Why would I be afraid of God? He's the one person I shouldn't be afraid of. And so we kind of try to think about that. Like, what does that really mean to fear the Lord? So I just want to give you two thoughts today. The first one would be a practical thought. I kind of think of the fear of the Lord in this way. Number one, I deeply miss my Grandpa Johnson, Donald Johnson, owner of Johnson's Hardware. Miss my Grandpa Johnson so much. He was really the one, I guess, hero or person I looked up to when I was growing up, and great man. I loved him. Always treated me well, took care of me, and I just loved him. Great. We all grandma and grandpas, I'm sure, that we love. But I had as much as I loved him, I had a very healthy respect and fear of him. I mean, he was the one person that I didn't want to get mad at me or get in trouble with or any of those kind of things. So, you know, I could didn't bother me if someone else was mad or whatever, but I didn't want to get in trouble around Grandpa Johnson. And I do remember one time, one of my very bad stories, I remember one time I took some money from him when I was like a young teenager or something, and then, you know, found out, and he was so disappointed and mad at me. And I was just, that just broke my heart to know that my grandpa was mad and disappointed at me. And that would, I still remember that story to this day. Anyway, I kind of take the fear of the Lord with a little bit of that mentality. It's that I loved him so much. I wanted to please him. I didn't want to do wrong. I didn't want him to be mad at me. You know, it's like, I kind of put the fear of the Lord a little bit in that capacity and in that light, is that God is someone I love. I'm not afraid of him and trying to run from him. No, I have a relationship with him. I want to be pleased. I don't want to offend. I don't. And so I think that's a fair assessment of what the fear of the Lord is. But then secondly, I do like what I found here, a little quote that I was reading in this Blue Letter Study Bible. It says, so what is the fear of the Lord? It is the knowledge of God himself, because Proverbs chapter 1 and Proverbs talks about the fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom. And then it says, when you fear God, you have decided that knowing who God is more important than anything else in life. That is the fear of the Lord. I was like, man, that's really helpful. Because again, we're talking about the fear of the Lord. We're kind of getting into the negatives a little bit of what fearing is. But I like how that was stated, that the fear of the Lord is that you have decided that knowing God is more important than anything else in life. And so how am I trying to weave this into our daily Bible reading journey is that we're saying, like, hey, the reason I'm trying to read the Bible, I want to read the Bible, that I'm committing to read the Bible, is that I have decided that knowing God is more important than anything else in life. That's my fear of the Lord. And so I think that's a good definition for us today as we contemplate the fear of the Lord, as we continue to read the Word of God, as you continue to make a daily commitment to live for Jesus each and every day in your life, is you're just saying, I've decided to fear the Lord. I've decided that knowing God is the primary choice and decision I have made, and I'm going to keep making each and every day as I desire to serve the Lord. So, in essence, when we read the Bible, there is literally, and I look through it again, and BibleGateway.com is where I do some of my Bible reader stuff. Literally, the only thing that we should fear, that I can see biblically, is the only thing that we should fear is God. That's it. And when we do that, we put God as the primary thing that we're going to pursue in our daily life. Again, I'll just read it. That is that we have decided that knowing God is more important than anything else in life. So I continue to encourage you as you read the Bible this year that another way of saying that is like, man, I fear the Lord. Why are you reading the Bible this year? Because I fear the Lord. Why are you reading the daily, reading the whole Bible through? Because I fear the Lord and I've decided that knowing God is the one thing that I want to do in my life. And I made that decision and that choice, and I make it in many different ways. One way is my commitment to know him through his word. So there you go, guys. Fear the Lord. Have a healthy fear of the Lord. Fear God each and every day and keep pursuing him. Make the knowledge of him and knowing him the primary desire of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you guys. Keep reading the word. I will talk to you next time.